you want. All you have to do is dial in to the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Submit stuff to the site and vote on what you like and dislike. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. It is what is called a social bookmarking website, and it's one that is basically just for our listeners. So unlike a larger social bookmarking site, say like Reddit or Dig, where you're just looking at everything under the sun, this is only the items on the internet that our listeners find valuable, that our listeners like you, find interesting or fun or whatever. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Here with me in the studio, ladies, good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Ian. It's Allie. Michelle.
And Allie is here with us as well. So it's a little bit of a different intro. Anyway, we're here to take your calls about anything. But over the entirety of the show, there's been kind of a theme. And I don't know, it wasn't the intention of this theme. It's just been kind of where the discussion's gone. And the theme is keeping poor people from creating wealth for themselves. And also, you know, just attacking businesses in general, because that's what happened in the very beginning of the show. We were sharing some news about roll-your-own cigarette stores. Now, you know, if you can afford a $33,000 machine to open up a store, you probably don't qualify as poor, but that doesn't mean you're not lower middle class or, you know, somewhere in between. That's something that people could save up for or maybe get a loan for instance. Maybe they didn't buy it with cash. Maybe they opened up their storefront with this roll-your-own operation and took some money from some investors. So you don't have to necessarily be wealthy to start your own operation like this. And so there are these business owners who have invested in these businesses which allow individuals who would like to get their own cigarettes made come into the store. They choose from different tobacco options. They choose their rolling tubes and filters, and they then place all of these items into a $33,000 machine, this roll-your-own cigarette machine, that cranks out something like 200 cigarettes in minutes. So this is the way to go. I mean, if you're going to roll your own cigarettes, it makes sense to pay this company a few bucks to save you the hours of time that you would normally have to spend putting into this.
Yeah, and Michelle, you were telling me about passive income and how that's really the way to go.
We were playing, yes, that game, cash flow.
Yeah, and so it's sort of the idea is that it's okay to take out a loan and be in debt if you're going to end up making back your money and then, like, keep getting money back from it. So I could see where a business owner would think, I could take out a loan for this machine. That's obviously, like, the wave of the future.
Sure, my loan payment is $3,000 a month, but I'm bringing in $5,000, so I have a net increase of $2,000. So that's a good investment, yeah.
And unless the government messes it up for you, then you're screwed.
Yeah, normally it's a good idea, and those numbers work.
And they can't sell it. Who are they going to sell it to?
Well, that's a good question. So normally those numbers would work until all of a sudden the government decides, we're going to regulate you out of business. And then you're in the middle of paying off a loan. Now you've got a piece of capital equipment that if you paid $33,000 for it, you're not going to sell it for $33,000. You might get $15,000, maybe $12,000.
There's no demand for it anymore.
Well, now that's a good question.
In the free market.
Well, I don't know. We don't have a free market. We've got a very regulated world, and now it's going to be even more regulated. In fact, these roll-your-own businesses are likely going to be shuttering themselves after tomorrow. I mean, this goes into effect midnight. The bill was signed today. It's a transportation bill that essentially regulates these machine owners as manufacturers of cigarettes. So now this mom-and-pop store that opened their storefront to regular folks just coming in off the streets to roll their own cigarettes, now they're going to go out of business because it would be impossible for them to jump through whatever those legal hoops are to become licensed manufacturers of cigarettes. So they're not automatically granted manufacturer status. Now they have to be a manufacturer, which means they have to go through, if they want to keep doing business, they have to jump through whatever regulatory hoops the FDA or USDA puts up to become a cigarette manufacturer, which means it's going to be impossible for them.
Now, can I play devil's advocate and say, Ian, we all know that cigarettes are bad for you. And that's why these regulations exist on the tobacco companies. So if someone's making some way...
I love things that are bad for me.
If someone's making some way to make it easier for people to poison their bodies, then they deserve to be regulated just like the tobacco companies.
Well, I don't think anybody could argue that it's a good thing to put smoke in one's body. However, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal's article about this regulation that's coming into play, the owners of six Vegas locations of the Sin City Cigarette Factory, they're going to have to shut down their entire operation. They're going to lay off 40 employees because they just can't afford to do this. One of their owners points out that their cigarettes, the ones you roll your own, don't have any of the chemicals in them that the cigarette company cigarettes do. And the papers, they say, are also chemical-free.
Also, unlike, they're not quick-burning.
Wait, slow burn or quick burn?
Well, this, like the cigarette companies use quick burning cigarettes.
I thought they used slow burning cigarettes. Is it quick burn?
Quick burning because they want it to go. They want the cigarette to burn faster,
really?
So that you smoke more and you get rid of them. That's why American Spirits were, you know, a slower smoking cigarette than like say Marlboros or Camels.
Hmm. You can buy different kinds of tobacco. You can buy the tobacco that has, you know, more chemicals in it. You can buy all natural tobacco. I don't know what kind of stuff they put in pipe tobacco. I'm under the impression that it's like cigarette tobacco. It was just cut differently to meet the regulations for to have it considered to be pipe tobacco.
I don't know what the regulations are as far as how these things are cut, because I know that they've now started calling old roll-your-own tobacco as pipe tobacco, so I'm not sure if they had to cut it differently in order to do that.
The only reason that people are using pipe tobacco is because, like, okay, so, like, a pound, at least in Keene, a pound of pipe tobacco is $20 on average.
Mm-hmm.
A pound of cigarette tobacco is, like, well, usually they don't even sell in a whole pound because it's so expensive. It's usually like, you know, 13 or 14 ounces, and it's like $48.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that kind of created this whole roll-your-own movement is that it was in 2009 when they drastically increased taxes on cigarettes and cigarette-rolling tobacco. So as I understand it, some of these cigarette companies just changed their packaging. They just, these roll-your-own companies just, okay, now it's pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Come buy our pipe tobacco. Oh, you shouldn't roll that into cigarettes or anything. One of those situations, yeah, where I don't think they actually, you know, changed
anything.
Kind
of like paraphernalia being sold.
Yeah, they just changed the name of it, essentially. And so some places are trying to change those, states are trying to close that particular loophole, but it's probably not going to matter very much now that these roll-your-own companies are just going to go out of business, which was one of the ways that people could save significant money on doing these, you know, making their own cigarettes. Now, according to this piece over here at the Sun Times, the Chicago Sun Times, since 2009, tax increases, the Government Accountability Office says roll-your-own tobacco sales have fallen 74%, while pipe tobacco sales have exploded, jumping from 3.2 million pounds to 30.5 million pounds in 1 year. So that's just to account for what we were just talking about with the changes of how these things are being sold. The GAO concluded the increase was due to consumers switching to pipe tobacco for their machine-rolled cigarettes and not to a sudden jump in pipe smoking. The GAO found that a carton of roll-your-own cigarettes costs half as much or even less than a carton of discount cigarettes at a store because of the lower taxes. State and local governments have been trying to close the loophole, with Cook County in Illinois raising taxes on roll-your-own cigarettes in March, and Illinois raising taxes on them last month when the state sharply raised taxes on all tobacco products to help fund their Medicaid program, because, by the way, Illinois is in severe financial difficulty with their government. They have increased income taxes in Illinois by approximately 60%, and they are desperately trying to squeeze as much money out of people as possible, so it's not a surprise they're going after smokers. Starting August 1st, cigarettes made by roll-your-own machines in Illinois stores will be taxed the same amount as company-manufactured cigarettes, and retail owners of those machines will have to get a machine operator license. So they are literally just trying to, they are trying to put these people through the ringer. I mean, you've got to get a license now to have a machine. Now, this is just in Illinois. So this was, if today's national law didn't pass, it would still be terrible to run one of these companies in Illinois, which is why the lady they were talking about in the article earlier moved her business to Wisconsin. So right across the border, she located her business. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the roll-your-own business owners that are going to be suffering, and all the employees as well are going to lose their jobs because of this. And at the same time, these politicians will tell you that they care about the economy and they care about people's jobs. That's not true. It's nonsense.
Not at all.
855-453. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie. And Michelle.
And don't forget that some of our features include the Shrine of Female Listeners over at freetalklive.com. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the lady listeners who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. And once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. 18,000 radio stations could be at your fingertips if you were, well, putting your fingers on the Sea Crane Company's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. You can get Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes, and again, something like 18,000 other stations that are loaded into this thing. It's basically allows you to access pretty much any streaming radio station or internet station that exists. It's an incredible product. You can certainly get Free Talk Live's live streams through there, as well as the LRN.FM streams and whatever other favorite streams you might have. And it's Wi-Fi, so you can use it in any room of your house where your Wi-Fi signal is penetrating. Once again, go to ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E, ccrane.com, to order yours. And they've got some other great, really cool radio-related products, as well as things like flashlights. Excellent quality products at the Sea Crane Company. And when you order the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio or their CC Radio 2, mention Free Talk Live and you'll get a free flashlight when you check out. That's ccrane.com. As we continue here with news about what's happening tonight across the country, roll-your-own cigarette operations are either going to be shutting their doors completely or they're going to have to desperately come up with some other business model. Now, Michelle, you'd ask the question, what happens to this machine? There's a $33,000 machine that these companies have purchased to allow people to essentially roll their own cigarettes. The way it works is the company doesn't operate the machine. You do as a customer. So you come in, you buy your tobacco, you buy your rolling papers or tubes or whatever it is that goes into the machine. You put all of this stuff in the machine, and then it spits out 200 cigarettes for you in a matter of minutes. And then at that point, you've already paid for the use of the machine. So you're not checking out after that. You've already bought your product. Mm-hmm. You're just getting to use their service after the fact of you buying the product. And for a while, this was a brilliant way for these companies to get around various different local laws about manufacturing cigarettes.
Now, I wouldn't say to get around local laws. I'd say to be able to provide a service and a product without having to jump through hoops. I just like to change, the way we say it. When people ask me, how do you get away with not paying taxes? I'm not getting away with anything. I'm just choosing to live as a free people, a person, because I don't have that debt. So I think it's important to
all right, they very much want you to pay them.
Absolutely. So, but you can say it two different ways. You can say that these people have come up with an ingenious way to create a service or a product and to provide that to people.
But it's a way that wouldn't have happened had they not been looking for ways to get around the laws. Like, otherwise, they could just manufacture their own cigarettes and then sell the cigarettes.
Right.
They wouldn't have to have a customer do that thing, because you don't want your customer to do work that they don't have to do. So in this case, the customer is actually doing the work of loading the tobacco in the machine, loading the tubes in the machine, and pressing start. So ultimately, if you can prevent your customer from having to do work, that's the best way to do it, but they can't do it that way.
It's completely asinine to think that in some, crazy world that's known as, the capitalist system, and that's in quotations in the United States, that it's somehow cheaper or better for people to be taking the different little elements of what goes into a cigarette and having to put it together themselves. It's silly to anyone.
Yeah, but it could be like bagging your own groceries. Maybe you get a less expensive product because you have less amenities.
Yeah, but division of labor, it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not particularly good at rolling cigarettes. I mean, this machine would make it easy for anyone.
Yes.
But it's silly to think that each individual is buying the components and putting it together, because it's not like a taste preference. Like, it's not like some people are doing it because they like their cigarettes a specific way.
Right.
They're doing it to avoid the taxes. The taxes are what creates this barrier.
To avoid the taxes or to have a less expensive product?
Well, the taxes are what makes it as expensive.
Yes, but they're going after it. It's not on principle. They don't want to not pay taxes.
I don't care if it's
they want a less expensive product. So it's just like bag your own groceries or any of these other places that don't offer the amenities that a more expensive. I think that
these things exist, Michelle, what you're talking about, bag your own groceries, but not in that many places. I mean, Where around here is? I mean, I'm not around here for sure. Everywhere I go, I see what you mean, like the automated machines.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so in that case, you're not just bagging your own groceries; you're actually scanning the groceries,
yes,
as well. And that's actually a cost cutting.
And you save time that way,
really.
Possibly. Well, that's what the consumer thinks.
It depends. So if you're going to save time if the lines are real long at the manned cash registers.
Right.
You'll save time that way. But I think if you've got a big cartload of products, the human scanning the products is going to go faster. Faster than you scanning.
I always thought that was like for people that, you know, don't really want to put up with, like, for one thing, waiting in line, and then also some people just don't like the idea of having to interact with a clerk. Like, they just rather do it. They want to be doing it all on their
reasons.
Own.
Those are two reasons. It allows the company to diversify the options for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it also allows them to cut costs because staffing is the most expensive part about running any business.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though those guys that are running the front end of a store aren't getting paid much more than probably minimum wage or 8 or 9 or something bucks an hour, on the other hand, they still cost more to run than the machine.
The machine
only has to be repaired when it breaks down,
yes,
and you're not paying the same hourly cost to operate that machine.
Do you think if there were not minimum wage laws that there would be, like, do you think that this would be needed at all if people could just, you know, come up people who don't have a job and would like to be, you know, clerks at grocery stores, if they could work for less than minimum wage, maybe labor wouldn't be so
expensive. How about child labor? 6-year-old kids are really good at rolling cigarettes with those tiny little hands.
Yeah. Well, the problem you come into there is that, you know, it wouldn't exist in a vacuum, right? So the reason why most jobs pay higher than minimum wage is because, well, the market has declared that people are worth more than minimum wage.
Right.
So I don't think that in the absence of minimum wage, in theory, yes, you know, someone could be working for $5 an hour bagging groceries, but how often you would see that happen would seem to be pretty, I don't know, unlikely.
Well, maybe, but the reason that I ask is because it's unskilled labor, you know, pretty much anyone could do that job, and it doesn't make, it's not any more efficient to have individuals doing that themselves. You know, like you said, you don't want customers to have to do more work than they need to. You want to treat your customers like royalty if you can.
I don't mind my customers doing more work for this A business where they have to roll their own cigarette versus the B business where I roll their cigarette. The B business, I'm going to charge a premium because I have provided an additional service to those customers and there's a different price point. So you might want to come and you're happy to pay $10 a pack because you don't want to have to deal with it. This person over here, you know, their price point is $4. They've got to roll their own. So I think that there's a niche.
There is a demand for it.
I don't pay any less because I check out myself at the grocery store. It doesn't make my groceries any cheaper for me.
If you save time,
it never saves time. It always takes longer to type.
I was trying to give an example of like providing different options.
I think they're all good examples. I think you've got some, all of you have good things to say here. Both of you do at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of Bureau Wage, and maybe your experience with grocery stores, you're welcome to share that as well. And the checkout machine is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do is send a Bitcoin our way if you would like. You can put something in our Bitcoin tip jar, or you can send, as someone did recently, 0.024 Bitcoins. You can send whatever denomination of Bitcoins you would like to the tip jar, and you can do that over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And there's some links there that will help you learn more about the Bitcoin as well. Maybe you have yet to take the time, which doesn't take a whole lot of time to learn about. Maybe you've yet to take the time to watch the less than 2 minute video at the front page of weusecoins.org. You really should take that 2 minutes and go learn about what this Bitcoin is. I mean, we tell you about it often enough, but sometimes it helps to watch a video really solidify the ideas. And this is a decentralized currency. It is not issued by a corporation. It is not issued by a government. In fact, no one's really in charge of it. It's an open source project. And that means there's no one to be targeted to take out. That's one of the problems with creating an alternative currency that is successful is once you become successful enough, as happened with Bernard von Nothaus with the Liberty Dollar, the feds come in and raid your business and then steal all your gold or silver or whatever it is that's valuable behind your operation. They can't do that with Bitcoin. There's no office. There's no vault. There's nothing. It's untouchable by the federal government. And it's one of the biggest threats to the state, the idea of the state as that we've seen in our lifetimes. It's incredible what you can do with Bitcoin. You can have virtually anonymous transactions. You can have anonymity if you put enough time into it. It's impossible for your account to be frozen. Nobody can interfere from the government in your account in any way unless they physically confiscate your Bitcoin wallet, which is a something that you can encrypt. So if if you take the precautions necessary, you can completely protect your finances through Bitcoin.
I was trying to explain to a woman who's a manager over at Bank of America here in Keene the other day about Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, because we were talking about Omar, and he wants to have a bank account, or he wants to be able to...
this is your son.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry. He wants to be able to receive, send and receive money. Mm-hmm. And because he doesn't have a social security number, he can't get a bank account. So we were asking whether or not she was familiar with Bitcoins and whether or not... she would receive them into Bank of America and exchange it for FRNs. She never heard of it. She's like, absolutely not. So I sent her, I'll follow up next Monday or Tuesday or something, but I sent her a link to the Bitcoins, and she was happy to talk about it and consider it and to look into the websites and everything, but she couldn't even fathom how that would even be possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's so steeped in the financial system and all of its rules and regulations. And I mean, if you're a banker, you're very familiar with a lot of the intimate goings on of the FDIC and how they control things, and the feds coming in and doing whatever it is they want to do in your operation. And Bitcoin isn't subject to any of that. And it makes me wonder, will we see the day, and how soon will it be, when the first bank starts to accept Bitcoin deposits? Will that be even something? I mean, why would that even be necessary? If you think about it, they would have to be offering people something they couldn't do on their own or couldn't easily do. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I know how to encrypt my Bitcoin wallet, but does the average person know how to do that?
So essentially, well, banks could be put out of business. Not loan business is a separate, but just banking. You could have.
It could certainly change the face of banking as we know it. I mean, Bitcoins are all digital, so it's not like you've got anything physical to take into a location where you have to stand in line.
But you still need a clearinghouse, though, of some sort.
What do you mean by a clearinghouse?
Well, where you can go and you can exchange your Bitcoins for FRNs.
They have that. It's called BitInstant.com.
Oh.
So you can go right now, Michelle, to BitInstant.com.
I'm going to go there right now.
And they will tell you how you can go to banking locations and just other financial locations like Western Union, 7-Eleven.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be a bank. It
Correct.
Can be just, okay.
So you can deposit cash to BitInstant.com through these like 700,000 locations across the U.S. and I think a couple other countries right now. And then it turns it into Bitcoins, puts it into your account. And you can also do the reverse. You can take Bitcoins and turn them into cash if you would like. BitInstant.com allows you to do that. So it's pretty exciting. And how could Bitcoin change banking? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Would banks even be necessary anymore? Because the last time I looked at the Bitcoin program, they put in an encrypted option in the program. So it used to be that you had to know how to do encryption on your own.
Mm.
You had to download a separate program and then take the Bitcoin wallet file and put that in an encrypted file. And then, you know, that would protect your wallet.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on here right now and I'm looking at it. And
yeah?
It's so cool.
Are you excited already?
I am excited already. Yeah.
What did you see that is so exciting?
Well, because you can pay from one thing to another. So you can go. I could go, for example, to if you click on the link or click on the little tab thing, it has a drop down menu and I can go from a major bank branch. So from a
B of A. Bank of America. Yeah.
To a pay to Bitcoin, to email, to a PayPal. So.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Right. Exactly. So you don't have to have a bank right there. You don't have to have a bank account.
Right. We're just scratching the surface here of Bitcoin as well. I mean, this is still a relatively new concept.
So the money's not traceable.
Well, it's all traceable, actually. But what's not traceable is who owns the wallets. So, for instance, when if you were to go and put in the Free Talk Live, if you put in our address, so when you look at a Bitcoin address, it's very lengthy. It's like a bunch of numbers and letters all strung together. If you put that in over at blockexplorer.com, I believe it is. If you go to blockexplorer.com, it's not a pretty website, but it's got a little field where you put that Bitcoin address in. You can put any Bitcoin address in there, and you can look at the entire history that is attached to that address. You can see how many transactions have come in, who's donated to Free Talk Live, how often, you know, when they've donated. The entire thing is subject to transparency. Everything can be scrutinized. But the thing is,
I don't know that I
if I send you, if you give me an address, Michelle, a Bitcoin address, and I send you Bitcoin, nobody knows to whom I've sent that Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So they can look and they can see, oh, well, Ian has this address. They know I have the address because I advertise it on my website. But they don't know what your address is.
I see.
And you can generate a new address for every transaction if you want to. So if let's say you wanted to get money from me and Ali, but you wanted to know who was sending you things, because with Bitcoin it's just Bitcoin's
come in. I
create
two addresses then.
Yeah, you would create one for Ali to pay you with and one for me to pay you with. Mm-hmm. That way when Ali pays you, you know, oh, that came from Ali. That's the address I assigned to her. Mm-hmm. Or that came from Ian. But nobody else knows. The people that are looking from the outside at our transactions have no idea. They have no idea if I'm sending you, or where that money is coming from into your account, if they know what your account is. You can create your own addresses as well and essentially send money to yourself. So if you wanted to put money in a different account or a different wallet, you could just create another address and then send some money over there and then, you know, send money to another address and send it to another address and then, you know, buy some drugs with it or something like that.
So a lot of people have problems with getting their credit card information stolen when they're shopping online. Is that something that is easier to avoid when you're using Bitcoins?
Well, anytime you're doing, you know, financial transactions, there's always the chance that someone who is less than honest is going to be interested in getting access to your accounts. So with Bitcoin, you can you give out a public address. So when you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, there's a public address there. But having that public address only means that people can send me money. They can't take that information and somehow, like, spoof me online. They can't do that. Because if you were to take my address and give that out to somebody,
right,
someone sends that money to that address, it's going to come to me. What the person who wants to compromise your account would have to do is get your physical wallet. So in the same way that someone would pickpocket you in person and get your physical wallet with all of your money in it, the same thing could happen with Bitcoin. You could get into someone's computer, in theory, find their wallet file, and then take that file. Then you would have that person's wallet.
That's a lot harder than just, oh, I see their credit card number and the expiration date. That's all I need.
Absolutely. It's a lot harder. There's more security involved in that. And as I mentioned, the latest Bitcoin program actually has encryption, as I understand it, in the wallet. Or in the program itself. Mm-hmm. So you can use the features of the program that you download to encrypt your wallet right there.
Wow.
Which, you know, it's basically going to insulate you against that happening.
Sounds pretty secure.
But it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to have a backup of your wallet file, because if, for instance, your computer were to crash and you didn't have that wallet file stored somewhere else, then you would lose all your money. Mm-hmm. There'd be no getting it back. It's gone. No one finds the Bitcoin wallet on the streets.
So
it's
you
just
don't
gone.
Want your motherboard to die.
There's more coming up here.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
Come on. I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowance.
Officer, now, I have work today.
This is you ain't going to make me.
Wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Once again, the features on the site we give to you. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Michelle.
We've been talking about all things from running your own business to the Bitcoin. You want to talk about changing the way business is going to be run. The Bitcoin definitely can do that. But originally we were discussing the roll-your-own-cigarette operations that are going to be shut down tonight. Now, some of these businesses are going to stay open for another week just so they can sell out of their raw product. But ultimately, there are people who created a business around the idea of this machine, this $30-something-thousand-dollar machine that allows people to essentially roll their own cigarettes in the store. They buy the pieces for their cigarette. They put it all in the machine puts it together for them. The federal government has, as of today, essentially outlawed that by calling it a cigarette manufacturing company, which means that they must now be, they are now subject to all whatever regulations that all cigarette manufacturers are. They have to acquire a cigarette manufacturer's license in order to continue operating.
They have to ask permission.
Yeah, and it's going to be impossible. I mean, this is something that only, you know, R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris and these companies can afford to do.
Massa, I'm not picking that cotton anymore, that tobacco, but I sure need to ask you for a job still, and I need to ask you whether or not I can keep what it is that I produce.
Well, now a lot of people are going to be looking for jobs because these guys are shutting down their operations, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. State and local governments have also been trying to close this loophole, which has resulted in roll-your-own companies becoming more popular, in that the pipe tobacco is lower taxed than the roll-your-own tobacco. So essentially they're just selling people what's called pipe tobacco, but it's actually roll-your-own tobacco, and they're letting them put their machines, put them together with these machines. Starting on August 1st, in Illinois, cigarettes made by roll-your-own machines will be taxed the same amount as company-manufactured cigarettes. So even if the feds hadn't passed this law, state governments were still going after these guys. They hate the idea that you smoke cigarettes, if you're a cigarette smoker. And they feel like they can just force people to stop smoking cigarettes. And it's not going to play out like that at all in reality. So there is this freakiest looking bug
and it just
flying around
floated around. It looks like something out of Star Trek. It's like
crazy. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, so according to the
you're
story,
all flustered.
I've never seen it. I thought it was like a mosquito or something, but it's.
You remind me of Stefan Molyneux during the Free Talk Live show when he was on. He's, oh, it wasn't Free Talk Live. Sorry, it was another show. A bug came like flying in his direction and he just stops what he's saying and he throws up his arms and makes a really funny noise.
I wasn't necessarily going to freak out, but I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, I've seen a lot of mosquitoes, but this thing is like tiger stripes.
Oh, it kind of from here looked like it was like clear.
I couldn't tell you what it is. Anyway, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. If we can find it again, maybe we'll take a picture of it and put it on Facebook or something like that. So these roll-your-own machines are going to be shutting down. There are approximately 60 roll-your-own machines in the state of Illinois. And Noel Valenti, who's 43, owns six of them. He opened three Sig tobacco stores about a year ago to supplement his work as an independent construction contractor. He operated two stores in Chicago and one in Worth, but closed one down and moved two of them right before Cook County decided to raise their roll-your-own taxes. Now the issue has followed him out to the suburbs, where he lives and co-owns stores in various different places. He says, basically, they're making us follow the same regulations as big tobacco, but we can't reap the same rewards. Well, right, because they don't have the same economies of scale. They're not big tobacco. They're small mom-and-pop operated stores in strip malls that are trying to just give people a service, and now they're going to be regulated as though they are humongous cigarette manufacturers. These people are going out of business. He says that he calls it a killing of small business and said that he's closing all of his stores, meaning that all 21 of his employees are losing their jobs. He maintains the new regulations make it incredibly difficult to continue operating his machines, particularly the requirement to obtain a manufacturer's license. And according to another one of the operators, he got into the business 2 years ago, or she did, rather, after quitting her job at a screen printing business. She decided to leave her job. And who really wants to have a job for the rest of their lives? I don't know about you, but I sure didn't want that when I was, you know, getting older. I didn't want to keep working for somebody else. I wanted to work for myself. So this person had followed their dreams, had left a job, and had gone and become an entrepreneur, and had created this new service for people. And now it's all just going to be taken away in one fell swoop. It's just all going to be taken away from them. It's horrifying.
They are providing a fair service and that for which people were willing to pay them and weren't harming anyone.
Well, and don't think this won't happen to you, too. Don't think to yourself, oh, well, I don't sell cigarettes. So.
You and I don't even smoke.
There seems to be, like, this attitude that I still sense in people. They think that, you know, you can still, like, it's still safe to go after your dreams. And I don't want to, you know, be a pessimist. And I think that people should go after their dreams. But that it's like people think that you can't fail. Or they think that there's not going to be these obstacles like this where you just get smacked down. You invested all this time and energy, and then some arbitrary thing like this comes along for no good reason.
Right.
And you just now all of a sudden your business and all your hopes and dreams are kind of doomed, and you have to move on to something totally different. But it's like people being a young person and having people give me advice and trying to encourage me to do this or that. I notice it's like, I don't know if you realize this, but the government's making it really hard to do that, or it's making the incentives for young people to do stuff like that. It's making it kind of scary to take risks.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard.
They're trained actually in government school to not take risk. I mean, the way they tell you to do things is you go to college, you get a job. You get a career with some corporate taskmaster, and then you retire at age 65, and that's that. You collect money from the government. I mean, they don't want you to take a risk. They don't want you to go out on a limb and open up your own business and add something new to the marketplace, because that would threaten the status quo.
Well, but okay, so let's go back, though, 20 years when all the subprime lending, when everyone should have a house, we want you to invest in homes and what have you, and so the government intervened in a different way and told the banks that they had to, told them that they must give these loans out to people even though they were high risk, et cetera. And so whether the government is intervening on one end or on the other end, it doesn't matter. We just need the government out of business,
period.
Right,
because when they lower the amount that was the interest rates on those loans, then it means people will malinvest. They'll invest in ways they otherwise wouldn't have because they'll have access to money that they otherwise wouldn't have had. Giuliano is on the line in Indianapolis. Giuliano, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Michelle.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Giuliano?
Not too much. Just had a question about the Bitcoin.
Sure.
How long has this necessarily been around? Because I'm kind of new to your guys' program. Like, I've listened for the past few months.
It's about three or four years. It kind of came out in 2008, but it's only become really popular within the last year or so. It's really shot up in its popularity.
Right, right. And then also, I was wanting to know, how do you guys, what's your views on tipping?
All right. You had a drive-through window or something?
Huh?
You had a drive-through window?
No, kind of like it's navigation.
Okay.
I'm a pizza man.
You got a woman telling you what to do on the other end. I couldn't understand.
Sorry, what were you going to say there?
Woman. I was some guy barking directions at me all night.
I heard you. So where were you going before we got distracted by the GPS? Go ahead.
My big beef is this. Check this out. I'm a pizza man, hence the GPS, all right?
Yep.
And I'm tired of people not tipping the pizza man. It's like, this is a service that we are providing for you to get out in the blazing heat and at least give me a dollar, all right? Like, gas is like $3.58. Like, let me at least get a buck.
Yeah,
I don't feel as bad
deal?
Whenever, you know, I'm filling up off this scraps that I'm making.
Do you feel like it's worse? I mean, how long have you been delivering pizzas?
Only about 8 months.
Okay, because I'm curious. Like, I wonder if you were to ask your coworkers if there are any of them that have been there for years doing a pizza delivery. You know, how are people being cheaper now because of the down economy, or are they as cheap as they've ever been when it comes to tipping?
Well, it's really funny because, like, today's Friday, so, like, today is a payday, you know, so everybody is throwing tips out there. But on Monday, whenever it comes to, you know, everybody's unemployment checks coming through, here in Indianapolis, they all go through on a Monday. So, you know, on Monday, you're going to be in the hood all night, and chances are you're not going to make any money. And, I'm not racist or nothing, but that's just how it is, you know.
I have heard from delivery people that there are, like, certain areas that if you end up having to go out there, then you pretty much expect to not make any kind of tip.
Well, whether it's a hood or a trailer park, right? I mean, the poor people are less likely to tip. Would you say that's true?
It's 2 degrees because, like, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been right out here by the Colts complex with Indianapolis Colts practice. And, you know, big oak doors that are longer than my car. And, you know, they'll throw me a dollar. But then I've been in, like, the projects. And, you know, oh, well, here's five because my food's hot. So it really just kind of goes back and forth. I mean, you know, the rich people don't get rich by, you know, giving their money away. So
I didn't know what you were going to ask about Bitcoin or if you were going somewhere with that. But unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight. But call back tomorrow. We're happy to talk to you further then.
Good libertarians tip well.
Anybody who appreciates good service should tip well. And thank you, Juliana, for reminding our listeners about that. I think it's important to realize it because some people don't get tipping. And I wish we had more time to talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.